Judiciary Committee members Cole and Feingold haven't said much about President Bush's nomination of Alberto Gonzalez to head the Justice Department. Some civil rights groups and retired military officers have been raising concerns over memos from Gonzalez on the torturing of prisoners. But the Associated Press says Gonzalez today will promise to abide by treaties prohibiting such torture. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says that apparent change of heart will make it hard for Democrats to criticize Gonzalez. Lee says Gonzalez, being a Latino, will also deflect criticism.
He's a minority, and don't we as Americans want the cabinet to look like America, get away from just sort of waspy white males? So I would think that this is not something as easy as falling off a log.
Lee also notes that Feingold took the controversial committee vote in 2001 to recommend John Ashcroft to be Attorney General. Feingold at the time argued that the president has a right to pick his own cabinet. If Democrats don't try to block Gonzalez from heading the Justice Department, Republicans fear Democrats may still hurt him enough to lower his stock as a potential Supreme Court nominee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.